About 400 people are being transferred out of the D.C. jail after an inspection from the U.S. Marshals Service surfaced what they described as systemic failures in the jail. WAMU's Jenny Gathright has been reporting on the fallout and is here to explain. Hi there, Jenny.
Hi, Jonathan.
So 400 people, that is nearly a third of the D.C. jail's population. How did this decision come about?
The U.S. Marshals Service conducted a surprise inspection of the jail last month, and that's what surfaced this litany of conditions that it found unacceptable. The U.S. Marshals Service said its inspection was prompted by recent and historical concerns about jail conditions, including those recently raised by judges. So we don't know exactly what triggered the inspection, but 5 days before it began, a federal judge found the D.C. Department of Corrections in contempt of court in a case involving a defendant who was facing charges in connection with the January 6th insurrection. So some people are saying they really believe that this inspection had something to do with those complaints.
Did the Marshal Service specify what kinds of issues that inspectors found?
The acting U.S. Marshal said it appeared that people being detained at the jail were being denied food and water for punitive reasons. He said there were large amounts of standing human sewage in the toilets of multiple occupied cells. He said water in two units had been shut off for days, and people in the jail were being served congealed and cold meals. Some people held in the jail had visible injuries, but no medical or incident reports associated with them. And inspectors said they saw corrections officers telling people not to cooperate with them. At one point, an inspector saw a guard tell a detainee to stop snitching to the inspectors. Defense attorneys I spoke to said that none of these complaints were new to them, and these are things that people in the D.C. jail have been talking about for years.
So in response to these conditions, the U.S. Marshals Service is transferring 400 people to a federal prison in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Who exactly is getting moved, and do we know how it will affect their imprisonment?
The people being moved include people awaiting trial for federal charges, but there are also some people in U.S. Marshals custody who are at the jail going through legal proceedings that could reduce their sentences. Part of this D.C. resentencing process that's giving people charged with crimes when they were young a second chance. And those are some people who might be moved, even though we're still finding out details about timeline, etc. Shannon Battle was released in 2019 through one of these resentencing processes, and he's really worried about men who are in a similar position that he was, because it's typically much harder to talk to your lawyer when you're in federal prison away from D.C. than it is when you're in the D.C. jail. And just as a reminder, Lewisburg, this federal prison that people are being sent to, is a four-hour drive away.
It's going to negatively affect legal visits, family visits, all type of relationships.
Notably, all of the approximately 40 people facing federal charges in connection with the January 6th insurrection are being held at a building adjacent to the D.C. jail called CTF, or the Correctional Treatment Facility, which inspectors didn't surface major issues with. It's newer, it's generally seen as much more of a humane place, so even though their complaints may have kicked off some of this process, they actually won't be moved.
Yeah, that's important to remember. Okay, what are D.C. officials doing about the jail conditions that inspectors found, and what other reactions are you hearing from people?
D.C. officials say the allegations are concerning to them, and they're evaluating how they can address the issues that were raised. The council is going to be holding an oversight hearing to hear from officials on how they're going to address them. And I'm hearing really a mix of things. People like Battle and defense attorneys are worried about the consequences for people getting sent to a facility far away. Others are glad that it feels like these conditions are at least finally being taken seriously, but they're also questioning why it took white January 6th insurrectionists to spark such an unprecedented response when Black people from D.C. have been talking about deplorable conditions in the D.C. jail for years.
All right. That is WAMU's Jenny Gathright. Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you, Jonathan.